humanities language.
That's fine.
The difference I noticed was it was limited to financial.
Oh, okay. Say that again, Lonnie.
Well, you added financial recovery plan, and I think that a recovery plan should be a little bit broader.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last line that Lonnie just added was the CFO and ED have authorization to make exceptions with notification to the National Finance Committee.
Have authorization. Did you say to make changes?
To make exceptions to the spending authorization. With notification to the National Finance Committee.
Prior or post notification?
I don't need to specify.
All right. Okay.
My point of information, what did you add financial, so you're cutting out the broad oversight? Is that what you just did?
Can you read it again, Casey, please?
Okay, I'm taking out financial. WBAI Station Management, in collaboration with the Executive Director and CFO, will present a recovery plan to the National Finance Committee by 30th, 2006. Prior to that date, spending authorizations for the station shall be maintained at 2006 budgeted levels for each line item, and spending shall be closely monitored by the CFO. The CFO and Executive Director have authorization to make exceptions to spending with notification to the National Finance Committee. It's just spending. How about spending level?
Spending limits?
Okay. Or you could say to make modifications to spending authorization.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Patty, Baruti, Lonnie, Dave. Any comments?
I have a comment.
Please, and anyone else, but please, Dave.
There has to be an expiration of the authorization to spend at the deadline. I.e., we've got to all, from the finance committee to the local station to the PNB, have a commitment in there that we have to review it, because we have had things in the past where we said there are reviews and then we don't do them. And if we build into this motion an expiration of spending authorization, then we will have to reconsider it. And if we don't have that, then it could just float.
What language do you want to add?
I'll listen to other discussion while I...
I think we all want to move on this day. Does anyone have any comment there?
Lonnie does.
Lonnie?
I think that's the language around review by the CFO. Review and approve. I think a review and approve with the ED and the CFO involved. I think it's important not just a review, but have approval. We're implying it in other areas in the statement anyway, but I just want to make it clear.
Okay.
I think I'm hearing Baruti, but very softly.
Hey, Baruti?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. So, Dave, do you have a language yet?
All spending authorization for WBAI will expire on December 1st unless the PNB approves a revised budget plan.
Well, if they don't and it expires, okay.
The only thing is there may be a union thing in there that, you know, I don't know.
All spending authorization for WBA will expire.
All discretionary. Actually, Authorization for any discretionary spending by WBAI will expire on December 1st, unless the PNB approves a revised budget.
Okay. Casey, do you have that? Can we read that?
I think so. PNB. Okay. I'm going to read the whole thing. WBAS Station Management, in collaboration with the ED and CFO, will present a recovery plan to the NFC by November 30th, 2006. Prior to that date, spending authorizations for the station shall be maintained at 2006 budgeted levels for each line item, and spending shall be closely monitored by the CFO. The CFO and ED have authorization to make modifications to any spending authorization with notification to the NFC. Authorization for any discretionary spending by WBAI will expire 2006 unless the PNB approves the revised budget.
There was a sentence in there about reviewing expenditures of that of the station. I'm not hearing it.
I'm sorry, Lonnie. Say that one more time.
I thought there was a sentence in there where the ED and the CFO would review expenditures by the station over this period.
Yeah, ongoing financial oversight.
That's right. To review and approve expenditures. I think that's important to add.
Yeah, it actually says prior to blah, 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 the current spending authorization is maintained at FY 2006 budget levels, comma, with continuing oversight by the CFO.
Okay.
That's what it should say.
We can add in front of that sentence, the next sentence, the CFO and ED have authorization to review and approve all expenditures, comma, and to make modifications to authorization, spending authorization with notification to the NFC.
That
goes a little further.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go that far.
Okay. Well, is there a discussion? Did everyone hear that? Is there a further discussion? Let me just do a time check. The time there is 7. Almost 7:20. So is there more discussion on this motion as amended?
Do you want that piece out?
Sounds good to me. But I don't know what I don't know.
I personally feel that I don't want to poke a hornet's nest for no good reason. And I just feel like if there's continuing oversight by the CFO, if Lonnie is very effective in his conversations with management in getting things that he needs, and I don't feel the need to authorize his ability to come in there with a sword. So
thank you.
I think that will actually...
We can just get a feel from Verudi or from Patty.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I had the floor. Pardon me.
No, I'm sorry, I don't mean to rush you, but I guess I do too. It's getting a little late, and I think... I'm sorry, Dave, but I heard your expression, and I was just trying to rush things so that we can get... feel in terms of what Verudi or Patty would think in terms of their LSV and how they would feel about it. Sorry.
This is Patty.
Yes.
I think, you know, it's there's something has to be done. We have a new interim general manager. This kind of puts some, energy into him taking the job seriously immediately or her. And I think it's okay. The LSV does their all their reviews and oversight and all the things that they're supposed to do, you know, evaluations, programming. They could have input to also, contribute to this thing. But if there is none of that, then we can't just wait for that to happen. So I'm all for this motion. I think we have to wait and see the new person that comes in and help him along or her, and make sure that, you know, we get this thing going in the right direction. So
okay, thank you. Verudi?
Well, I mean, we have to see what we can accomplish over this 60-day period. I think that's going to tell. And how is this reorganization is going to be organized? Who's going to have input? You know, because it's a lot to do in 60 days. I mean, it can be done, but it's going to require a lot of effort on everybody's part.
What about the language that in terms of the motion, is do you think that we should leave something out, or how do you feel?
I didn't get that point. The last point that Dave was saying that he didn't go that far, I didn't catch that part.
Casey, can you read it, that portion of it again?
I took that portion out. Basically, it was that the ED and CFO were authorized to review and approve all expenditures. So we took that out.
Well, you know, that's currently the case. So it wouldn't be adding anything new.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay,
so yes. that was the language, Baroudi. Okay, are we prepared to, is there more discussion, or are we prepared to vote on this motion?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question.
Sure, Dave.
Is it really the case that you have approval authority right now over WBI spending?
Well, I'm monitoring the expenses. And the other thing I would add is that list of collaborators, we should add the LSB, too. We left that out. We should have it included. Yeah, but I think that, stations, all stations have different attitudes. Like you said, some of them may be coming to monitor expenses that may consider that intruding. And it's just trying to do the job. That's why I say we're having the language make it clear that it's not intruding. That monitoring expenses, board of assistance, part of the job.
Jane, okay. Is there a question?
Jane? No, this is Jane. I have a question.
Jane?
Shouldn't the CFO be involved in helping, our ED be also involved with this WBAI recovery plan?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was in there. Okay. I mean, the initial point that Liney had made, ED is not in the statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it in the statement?
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
ED handles all of the non-financial recovery.
I didn't hear that, I'm sorry.
It's there. Is there any other question, comment? Do we want to read it again before we vote? Could take it to a vote?
Please.
Thank you. Casey, if you could just please.
Okay. WI Station Management, in collaboration with the Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, will present a recovery plan to the National Finance Committee by November 30th, 2006. Prior to that date, spending authorizations for the station shall be maintained at 2006 budgeted levels for each line item, and spending shall be closely monitored by the CFO. The CFO and Executive Director have authorization to make modifications to spending levels with notification to the National Finance Committee. Authorization for any discretionary spending by WBAI will expire on December 1st, 2006, unless the PNB approves a revised budget.
I'm sorry, one thing. Was there any mention of the LSB's role in this? Sorry, I didn't think
I just suggested it, that the LSB added to the list of collaborators.
So you say station management in collaboration with executive director, CFO, and LSB?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So do we need to read it again, or should we, okay, there's no need to read it again. So are there any, on this motion, which Casey just read, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, I hear none.
Wait. I'm not saying I have an objection, but I still haven't recovered from yesterday's meeting.
Marathon.
Where we basically put forth a budget, and then the CFO turns around and says he's against the budget that he helped us put together. So I'm on that principle alone, I'm against it. So you can put me down as a no.
Against the motion?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so Casey, can we have a roll call, please? We'd like to vote on the motion.
Can you read the motion again?
Yes. WBAI Station Management, in collaboration with the Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer, and LSB,
will present a recovery plan to the National Finance Committee by November 30th, 2006. Prior to that date, spending authorizations for the station shall be maintained at 2006 budgeted levels for each line item, and spending shall be closely monitored by the CFO. The CFO and Executive Director have authorization to make modifications to spending levels with notification to the NSC. Authorization for any discretionary spending by WBAI will expire on December 1st, 2006, unless the PNB approves a revised budget.
Okay. So shall we vote?
Hi, this is Brian here. I'm still not sure that we're saying what we want in a recovery plan. Is that we want BAI to hit the reserve policy? I mean, what's the bottom line that we're looking for that we're saying the budget currently presented does not meet?
I think that, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, we're specifically not doing that because of the lateness of the hour and the lack of clarity about what's possible and the rest of it. And essentially, we're asking the CFO to go in there and become much more involved, and for them to all of the players specified in the motion to work out a better plan. At the moment, we haven't set a target. We might set a target between now and then at another NFC meeting, but our agenda doesn't allow us to go into that depth right now. The other thing I wanted to say quickly is I want to be sure that the language in there is authorization for discretionary spending, so that it's clear that, you know, we're not cutting off the authorization for salaries.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Yes, Jane.
So, Lonnie, today you sent out some numbers with the updated 07 budget. numbers, this is a comparison. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. This is your forecast of 2006. So I got to switch to your other message.
Okay. Are there other points, questions? Shall we vote?
I wanted to relate this motion specifically to the your target, where we are right now with this budget.
I'm sorry, Jane, could you speak louder and restate your question or your point?
In terms of the variance between where the stations are and this financial recovery plan, the email you sent out this afternoon said that they budgeted for a surplus of $215,000. And I think you're saying that the board guidelines suggest a need for $284,000.
I'm sorry, Jane. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm trying to understand how we're about to vote on this motion. I don't understand your question as related to the motion that we're about to vote on.
Okay. I was trying to relate to the points that the previous speakers were bringing up in terms of what exactly it was that is being sought. And there was a question in terms of what it is that is objectionable about the budget that LSB presented. And so I was trying to view the comments of the two previous speakers in light of what Lonnie had sent to us in terms of the guidelines, comparing these budgets with the guidelines. So that's all I'm coming from.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to understand the motion.
I think, are there any other comments? We were about to vote before the initial point of
Brian
order
here.
Was made. Casey, can you please call the roll?
No, Brian here. I have comments.
Yes? Go ahead.
I'm just not totally comfortable with this because I'm a little bit confused with the process. I think it's incumbent on us if we're going to shoot the budget down to say why.
Okay.
Let me finish, Levarne, so that there's something
please.
To work with. I mean, that bottom line, that 215, is actually pretty close to the one-month surplus as we just proposed it. And the biggest point of concern for me in the budget is that it would appear to require more than 90 days per year of on-air fundraising. I don't see how that can do anything but lock a station in a downward spiral where it's driving away its listeners with too much pitching, and there's not many listeners around at the next fund drive to contribute. But I don't know that we've had that conversation on this committee. I mean, to say, what specifically are we looking for in a new budget?
Okay, thank you. Are you through?
Thank you. I think I'm going to abstain on this one because I don't think the budget should pass, but I don't like what we're proposing either.
Okay, thank you. Are there other comments?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I heard two people.
Patty, just one thing. I think that exactly, it doesn't really say in there to reduce fundraising days and increase our daily, fundraising amount. I mean, I think those things are some of the most important issues, but I would hope that this whole group of people now that are going to have this plan, this recovery plan, is hopefully going to be, include that in there. And that's why we don't have just financial, but we're looking at the big picture at what's happening there. So I'm fine. I'd like to vote too.
Okay, thank you. Was that Lonnie I heard?
Well, can I ask to divide the question then? Can we vote once on the budget and once on the recovery?
Hey, then I was waiting.
I'm sorry. The motion that we're voting on is recommends that we continue spending, and I mean, it doesn't actually say that we're not supporting. So, are you divided to say that? I mean, I don't see the language that says that we're not the BAI budget.
Well, I understood the motion to be implicitly a rejection of the BAI budget. That's
okay. Well, you would like to divide this to what? Because it's 7:33. We had discussed this. We were about to vote, and so. If you'd like to divide, let's hear it, and then I would like to move to a vote immediately.
Madam Chair, before he called to divide it, I asked to be recognized on the stat.
Go ahead, Dave.
The issue I have with this budget is to get to that number, it requires $200,000 from a joint fundraising effort with the national office, and the national office plan calls for a $900,000 increase in fundraising. Totally unproven, although it may be or may not be reasonable. Also, we have $130,000 at least in arrears on central services due from this year, and that budget doesn't call for any of that to be paid back. So that's money that's gotten sucked out of the national office budget, and as I understand it, some of that may have come from our Schwab account, which is an existing reserve. So we're talking now over $350,000 of money that's, may or may not come, and those are my concerns at a minimum.
Chair, I'd like to speak to Jane.
Sure, Jane, go ahead.
I am going to vote against the motion because I believe that unless the points that have just been brought up by the last several speakers are incorporated, it's not helping the process, and so I will be voting against it for those reasons.
Okay, thank you. Are there? So we're back to Brian wanting to divide. Is you still want to do that?
Oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do anything.
Thank you. So let's vote. Well, we read the motion. Casey, can you please call the roll? I'm sorry. Were there other people, other points?
Well, I was just wondering if it would help folks if we inserted one sentence that said, the plan shall include a process for reducing fundraising days, ensuring that a one-month reserve is met, and, one other thing, whatever else you want to put in there, So self-reliant fundraising, or I don't know. So that maybe that's just too much and taking too long.
I can propose this in language.
I'm sorry, just one person at a time, and please identify yourself.
Dave, I can propose language to that effect.
Go.
Okay, go. Please.
The plan shall require, shall include a payment to the extent possible of any shortfall in central services payments that occurred in FY 2006 and a reduction in dependence on national fundraising.
I would support that.
Okay. Is there a discussion? or shall we have Casey read it?
Did you say a reduction in reliance on national fundraising?
Yes.
All right.
And Patty here, how about something about the reduction of fundraising days? I mean, we can, you know, figure that plan out and make it 110 days and give them their money. But I think can we, you know, reduce fundraising days? Also, a plan should also include a plan to reduce fundraising days.
Okay, the question, okay, Dave, you just reworded the motion. Are you willing to incorporate something like that in there?
It wouldn't be my preference. I think that should be there, but I'm not interested in mandating it. It's going to be hard enough to do this as it is, but I'll defer if other people want that. You know, I'm not going to vote against this.
Bonnie? No, I don't think we should throw fundraising days into this. There's so many factors involved in it.
Okay, so can we just read the additional sentence that we're putting in?
The plan shall include the repayment to the extent possible of any shortfalls of central services payments that occurred in 2006 and a reduction in reliance on national fundraising.
Okay, that's the motion with the added sentence in there, the amended sentence. So do we need to read the motion again, or can we go to a vote now? Okay. Casey, would you please call the vote? Thank you.
Adelson?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Fediaco?
No, because the CFO prepared our first budget.
Thank you. Please continue, Casey.
Edwards?
Pass.
Gatewood?
Abstain.
Heffley?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Rawline?
Yes.
Okay, coming back, Heffley. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Heffley?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was that yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Hicks?
Yes.
But he gets to vote twice. I want to vote twice, too.
Was Allen there?
One more time.
Did Allen vote?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
Allen? Yes, I voted yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't hear you. Okay.
All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you very much. Next on the agenda, what happens when you're here? I believe we're on to K. K budget. So if we want to start there.
Okay.
Yes. Bonnie?
Yes. a little bit awkward because I haven't been able to touch bases with people at K on any updates on this budget. So.
Excuse me, Lonnie, just a second. I'm going to have to just take a little break, about 3 minutes, and I'll be back, but please continue.
The K budget, as I was saying, that's a little bit offer because I haven't been able to touch bases with anyone on this budget, and so I'm assuming that it's still active. What are my thoughts on K? I'm looking at the K budget, and the good news about the K budget is that last year, meaning this year, K budget had a surplus of only $4,000, and and as I said then, and I'll say now, I don't think that's adequate because it'll mean that where you're going to get the remaining monies that you might need moving into the very next month of October. But the good news about the K budget is that this next year, that is 2007, they have budgeted $106,000, which is an improvement from my point of view. Now, the details of the K budget, I have to say that I don't know them as well because I haven't had that communication with the general manager in some time. But as I look at the K budget from the point of view of past performance, the first area would be looking at the support. And the listener support number is at budgeting $3.4 million. Total revenue at $4 million. Audit for 05 was 3.6. So you have a budget that's going from 3.7 basically to 4,100,000. So the targets are up for the revenue side. Large market, and they've shown themselves to be resourceful in dealing with that market. On salaries and related, the union contract has come in, and the salaries are up. And they'll have to be carefully monitoring their salaries. It's about $200,000 going up in salaries. The union contract-driven item for the most part. The administrative is about flat for the last two or three years. Been about actually going down from the audit. The audit that is 2005. They spent $723,000 in the administrative sector. And they're proposing to spend $200,000 less in 2007. Other than that, I don't have good detail on community projects, if any, in this budget. Maybe someone, maybe Dave, you know where any of the community projects might be in the budget. I know last year they were in some of the line items here. And maybe that's something we can talk about, as well as the issue of stringers. And more money is in this budget for stringers. I think it doubled. $30,000 was in the budget this year, and next year that number is going to go up to $60,000, I understand. That may be something that we can discuss to see how well that's going and if it's working. There's $78,000 in other programs, which needs to be unpacked a little bit and to see how those funds are going to be used, because $78,000 is a considerable sum, of course. Now, it's probably free speech radio news, I guess. So anyway, that's some of the stringers are in there, too. But overall, for K, their monthly expenses are above $321,000. They're budgeting $106,000. And so I think they opened the year with about $400,000 in the bank. And so they could cover a shortfall if they needed to borrow from those savings, if they needed to bridge the gap between the $100,000 they're going to earn this year and the monthly expense level, which is $321,000. So my recommendation for Kay is that it does pass, but I do believe that a plan around the use of the reserves that they do have should be made explicit. And I would ask how much of that reserve, given the $106,000 budgeted figure, will Kay in fact end up using by year's end, that is 2007? That's a question that's still on the table, and I would be exploring it. But I do think that when it's easily foreseeable that some of these funds will be borrowed, that management make clear what their plans are for the borrowing that will look like. It inevitably will occur, I believe, at least, unless they have a very good drive and they have $200,000 or $300,000 extra on the drive side. That would be my recommendation would be to approve Kay's budget with asking for additional information around use of those stringers and also the use of the reserves that from prior years, which it looks like they may have to do. Maybe they won't. But right now, I don't have anyone to talk at Kay about the budget, and that makes it a little bit difficult.
Couple questions here.
Yeah. Brian?
I'm looking at the consolidated based on July actuals that you sent us. You're projecting a $30,000 deficit for KPFK this current year?
Yeah.
And this would be for you and anyone else from Kay on the call. It's showing, the budget's showing about a $400,000 increase, more than 10% increase in listener support. Are you satisfied that that's achievable at Kay? Dave, I remember you telling me that a couple of the fund drives have been extended this year.
Yep.
I'd like to respond, if I may.
Oh, Casey, please.
First of all, everybody should know that the Finance Committee voted against approval of this budget. We don't feel that the listener support line is achievable. We did have to extend. We've been a bit flat. This is somewhat of an increase. And after we got our finally got our income statements from our business manager after, you know, putting everything in, it looks like quite a bit that's currently attributed on actuals to listener support really was not listener support. It was other types of things. So what's reported right now as listener support we think is, you know, somewhat lower even than what's being reported. So that's one piece of it is the Finance Committee wasn't comfortable that some of this income is achievable.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to comment? Lonnie, do you have a response on that in terms of the listener income and if it was properly if it was in the correct line item?
My view of it is that, you know, without a GM in place, it's hard to get answers and information. So I think that K is another budget we might have to revisit. And as you can see in my recommendation, in my omnibus proposal, that K was on the list of stations to look at in the same 45-day period because we will have a clearer, presumably, indication of the GM situation there. We need clarity. So I have recommended that we look at K again and see how that station is going. And if it's necessary, look at rebudgeting if we need to.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think everybody also needs to keep in the back of their mind that this budget doesn't include any legal expenses that may occur. It's basically kind of a carryover from last year, includes programs that the LSB had authorized through the budgeting process that were never implemented. There are quite a few issues in the budget that we haven't, for lack of information, haven't been able to, you know, confidently address.
Okay. Any other comments? Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I had just opened this up. I wasn't on the Finance Committee this year. Missed too many meetings. They kicked me off. So I wasn't really part of the careful review. I see what you're saying, Brian, about the 400 increase. You know, I don't know if that can be made or not. I think it likely can if you look at the increases. I believe every year from 2004 to 2007, it's gone up by a similar percentage amount, and every year we've gone over. I don't know what the current state is this year, year to date. And this year, we didn't. Anyhow, I don't know if we can get to that number or not, and the LSB wants to look at it again more closely, and I agree that we need to revisit this. The LSB was thinking we'd do it quarterly, i.e. by the January PMB meeting, but I wouldn't object to doing it sooner than that after we've monitored performance for a little while. Ending, I don't know where the Lonnie raised the question of community projects. I'm not at all sure that was in. in here. I will say that it was particular concern for me that the money on that got allocated for Stringers last year actually got paid out, but it got paid out essentially to park quarters rather than the Stringers. So the purpose of it was to develop a cadre of people around the Signal area who were contributing news stories to fund a single person who wasn't getting benefits. And it's very important that this year it get applied to that purpose. But for the rest of it, given the fact we weren't able to see the thing and discuss it in detail, I can't comment knowledgeably about the rest of it. I understood that it was something that the GM and the CFO both felt was manageable. And, I think we should, monitor it and review it and put a date for review on it.
Well, I should say that there's a cushion in the budget. There's $100,000 in capital improvement that could be deferred. So there is a contingency amount that we did put in there against bad drive.
So that's not actually needed for anything like a leaky roof?
yeah, but it's not $100,000. Nowhere near.
Okay. Is there any other points, questions, Patty?
So can you correct me or not? Were there items in the budget for these community expenses and things like that? And were they in the budget last year, and was that money spent on that, or was it spent on something else? Or has the money in the budget of last year pretty much remained within the category that it was budgeted in the first place? Don't we have that 10% thing? Has anyone monitored that?
Well, Dave, Casey, you folks might know better. Were the Stringers money $30,000? I understood it was spent pretty much on Stringers. Is that not the case?
It was spent on news stories, but it really goes to the question of how one defines a Stringer. And if you're defining a Stringer as somebody who comes into the newsroom and goes out, cover the story you want, and it's, one or two or three people, then yes, it was spent on Stringers. If you define it as you make it available for people to pitch stories broadly and you advertise the fact that you're doing that and you pay it to people that way, then that's not what happened. But that's something we're going to need to work. As for the community projects thing, I don't know whether that's in that community events or special events. I don't think that's community projects money that was in there. Know what line that went in, and like I said, I've been expulsed from the local finance committee, so I don't know. You'll have to ask our treasurer.
I don't know what you mean by being expelled from the committee. I mean, you've always been welcome in the committee.
I got an email notifying me that I'd been, but I'm kidding around. I'm not worried about it.
But not for me. I didn't know about it. But anyway, for as far as, last year the LSB putting money into the budget for different types of expenditures that we thought would increase community participation, kind of reflect the way, the direction we wanted our station to go. Those kinds of things included Stringers, which, as Dave mentioned, the money wasn't exactly expended the way we defined Stringer to be. There were also money put in for a community radio training project that was not implemented, and some seed money for some community projects that didn't happen as well. Now, whether or not that those exact amounts are still in this budget carried over, we don't know because we've had no communication from management on the budget. So we can't really speak to it. My understanding, as Dave's was that the budget that I submitted to the local finance committee was the one that Lonnie sent out to us.
And if I may, if you look at these budget numbers, they're the same all the way across. This is basically more or less with a couple of exceptions. the 2006 budget carried forward.
One question? Patty?
I think Laverne's not here, so go ahead.
The budget process, I forgot the timeline, but when is the first input and the process, the budget process start? Does that start with the LSBs and the managers working together to figure out a budget?
Yeah.
When does that start?
I think it started back in March or April.
And you never got any numbers?
No.
Thank you.
Brian here.
Sure, Brian. Sorry about that.
I guess I'm just a little hesitant because of what we're hearing about the process. It doesn't inspire a lot of faith in the numbers. I'm wondering how you would word something that requires that kind of accelerated review that Dave was talking about. Would you authorize spending according to this budget for a limited amount of time, or
yes.
What?
Yes.
How would
exactly.
You word that? I guess I'm asking you to make it into a motion so we can move this forward.
To approve the FY 2007 proposed budget through whatever date you want to put on it, and that further authorization will have to be, or authorizations for continued spending will require a review by the LSB, NSC, and approval by the PNB.
Okay. That's your motion? Or is there a discussion?
Somebody has to debate.
I can't hear very clearly. Who spoke?
I spoke. I didn't get the second sentence.
Okay.
The sentence was that spending authorization beyond whatever the date's going to be will require budget review and approval by the LSB, NFC, and PNB.
So what's the quarter, October, November, December, what, January?
Yeah, the problem there is what's going to happen is there's going to be an election. You're going to have a new LSB. You're going to have a new PNB coming in, being elected in that interval. It may make the most PNB that was aware of that the current PNB will extend it, will be actually seated up until the in-person meeting at the end of January. So maybe it does make the most sense to have the PNB that reviewed it have to approve the new one, but the LSB is going to be replaced by the end of December. I think the LSB should have to review it before they're replaced, because the people coming in won't have had time to get knowledgeable about any of the issues. So I know I can look in the bylaws while we talk and figure out when that happens. But maybe we could say approval by the LSB prior to December 1st, and approval by the PNB prior to January 15th. God, what a lot of meetings this is. It's just
Sorry,
crazy.
I was off for a minute. What day are we proposing?
Do over.
This is what I have. Motion that the KPFK fiscal year 07 proposed budget be approved through some date. Sending authorization beyond that date will require budget approval by budget review and approval by the KPFK LSB prior to December 1st, 2006, the National Finance Committee by January 1st, 2007, and the PNB by January 15th, 2007. So the budget, the proposed budget would be good through January 15th then, right? By the time the PNB approved.
Thanks.
I'm sorry?
I said yes. That's right. She's right.
I guess what I don't like is the words approve the budget through January 15th. That doesn't sound right.
Wouldn't it be approved spending at levels proposed in the 2007 budget? Would that be better wording?
Yeah. I mean, does it make sense that it would be approved and expire on January 15th? Approval expire? No. Because then what do you do? All right, this is what I have. The KPFK fiscal year 07 proposed budget be approved through January 15th, 2007. Spending authorization beyond that date will require budget review and approval by the LSB prior to December 1st, 2006, the National Finance Committee by January 1st, 2007, and the PNB by January 15th, 2007.
Okay, thank you. Is there a discussion? Would you like to make a vote on this? Are there any objections?
Okay, yeah.
Stacy?
No, I guess I was going to say that, you know, the January 15th budget review and approval to me would be like a reallocation, but it doesn't matter. When you review and approve it, you can reallocate it. It doesn't matter.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Lonnie.
Well, I'd suggest an earlier date because whether or not these revenue targets are going to really work should be clear after the first drive or so. By January, it may be a little late. I wouldn't want to approve spending in a budget when the revenue targets are not being met. So I would suggest the date of November 30th that jives with what we're doing with WPAI, and we should know how that first drive is gone and whether revenue targets are really going to be met. So anyway, I guess I'm suggesting the amended date be November 30th and that that the language reflect spending beyond 30th will require PNB approval for those reasons.
Dave,
okay.
Excuse me.
All
Dave,
right,
Casey, do you have a comment?
Teresa, back.
Good idea.
Okay. Teresa?
I don't recommend any meeting on November the 30th. That's just like for people that are maybe in the mortgage business or whatever, that's just a very, very busy day.
Thanks.
And among other things, and I don't know, when is Thanksgiving? I'm just wondering. Thanksgiving's the 23rd. I guess it would not conflict with that, but I don't recommend the 30th.
But that's a deadline, not a meeting date.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Casey, your comment?
Well,
on the date?
What I had was the LSB would do it on December 1st, and Lonnie's saying November 30th. So to me, it doesn't. If what you're saying, Lonnie, is you want to change the PNB approval to November 30th?
Well, yeah, I guess it's put it in sync with what we're doing with WBAI, if we can do them all at the same meeting. That way we have synergy going. And I think that, you know, we need to know after the first drive whether the revenue targets are working and not have expenditures go on. And if we find out those revenue targets aren't being met, so the sooner the better.
This is LaVarne, just a point of information. Will the reports be ready? I mean, will the results be ready by that time so the LSB can act on it?
Yeah, if they were to meet around the 15th of November, we would.
The drive is next month. And you're saying, based on MEMSIS, they should have the fund drives, the initial.
Yeah, they would have the pledges, certainly, after the for the first drive. Not the cash, but the pledges.
Okay. Casey, Dave, or Casey, who's involved with the LSB, do you think that's doable?
Yeah. So how does this sound? The KPFK fiscal year 07 proposed budget be approved through November 30th, 2006. Spending authorization beyond November 30th will require budget review and approval by the LSB and recommendation to the NFC prior to that date.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Lonnie?
No. Seems fine to me.
Okay. Shall we read the motion again? Or we just read it? Do we want to vote?
In the worst way possible, yes.
Okay. Are there any objections? So moved. Thank you. shall we move to the national? The time now is 8:07. I'm sorry, 11:07.
Thank you.
And we have the national office. So my question is, do we think we'll be able to get through this? And do we think we might have to set up another time, not this week?
Dare, I'm going to have to bow out. I can't hold on any longer.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just get a feeling on finishing these things up. I think we do need to discuss part of the national office or as much of the national office as we can because there are questions. But shall we entertain continuing one day next week?
I think we should, Madam Chair. I'd like to have Greg on the call too.
Well, that's true too. So let me just hear, as far as continuing this meeting, what are the ideas from people? Oh, what day?
How about Sunday evening?
I don't know. This Sunday?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
I think it does have to be not later than Monday the 25th because certain people will be traveling. Personnel committee folks will be traveling to Berkeley to be there on the 27th. So some won't be available on the 26th. I think we should do it Saturday or Sunday evening. We have a PMB meeting this Friday. Saturday and Sunday are open. And then Monday the 25th shows an archives committee meeting at 30 p.m.
Okay, so what is the committee's feeling on Sunday? Yeah, I mean, I don't really like to have Sunday evening meetings, but the elections committee does meet on Sunday evenings, and it goes pretty quickly usually.
How about Monday night?
Monday will be tough for the people who are traveling. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And also the WPFW local station board will be meeting on Monday.
And the archives meeting on Monday, and at least Teresa is on that committee, I know.
Right, on archives. So, okay, so as far as days, who can't do Sunday?
I can't do it any earlier than 9:30 Eastern.
9:30 Sunday evening? 6:30.
6:30 Pacific, yeah.
Can anyone else not make Sunday?
I can't, but I'm not going to, you know, obviously tied up. I can't. I'll be traveling already by then, so I won't
okay.
be there.
Okay.
That's okay. You don't need me.
No, that's not what we're saying. No, we don't need you. So there's one person. What about Monday evening? Oh, no, we have the committee. What about, I hate doing Saturdays too, but.
Now, let me see if I understand this correctly. Was it Brian said he could not do it before 9:30 at night?
9:30 Eastern.
I can get on the call late. I mean, same thing. I don't want to end the committee.
I mean, we could start earlier,
that's
yeah.
the option.
Start it at 5 or 5:30.
But he's not going to be available until 9:30.
Until 6:30.
Wait a minute. Did you?
9:30 Eastern. We're using Eastern Standard, right? 9:30 Eastern is when I can get on the call.
Actually, it's July.
Okay.
Okay. So the question is, Patty will not be available on Sunday. So let's go to Saturday. Who would? I mean, what is the preference? Are people available on Saturday? For like on Saturday morning?
I won't be available at any time from Friday till Monday, but it's okay. I don't have to be on there. I've made plenty of noise these last two meetings.
Okay, so is the preference for Saturday, for Sunday evening?
Well, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Tuesday will work. Is anybody traveling on Tuesday night?
Everyone's traveling.
Unavailable. Well, I'm available until 10:30 Eastern on Tuesday night.
Saturday, I would be available anytime after, this is Sandra, I'd be available anytime after, say, 3 o'clock up until babysitting hour, which will be about 8.
Okay, so again, Dave has also proposed to, I'll try to do a preliminary thing and get to out the, well, I had her deadline, I think she had extended for some until tomorrow, but, so, the other proposal is actually Tuesday. So what is the preference, just Sunday or Tuesday?
I like Tuesday.
Okay, I don't hear anyone say that Sunday is a preference. Okay, Tuesday, what time?
Five.
8 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or 8 p.m. Eastern? Dave, are you online? I mean, are you looking at the calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can you set up Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern?
Okay, on Tuesday, are you talking Tuesday the 26th?
Yes.
Yeah, I will not be available next week after, well, that's the last week of the month, folks.
Okay.
I won't be able to participate.
Well, let's go back to...
But don't rearrange things on my account.
Okay.
If it's better for the group to go ahead and meet on that day, I'll just try to catch up with what happened later.
Okay, so the preference is Tuesday versus Sunday. Okay, so Dave, could you set up the meeting then?
Tell me when.
Okay, thank you very much. So we will continue this meeting.
Wait, when am I setting it up for? What did we decide?
Tuesday. I thought you said you were setting it up. Tuesday, 8 p.m.
Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
I have to run, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for
reading,
we'll see you. We'll talk with you later. Are you coming to Berkeley?
No.
He's gone.
He doesn't fly.
That's right.
Good night,
everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you. Okay. So we have the meeting set for Tuesday.